The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
The sales of lamb were down 31% year on year. That's according to a report released today from World Panel. It highlights recent concerns among consumers as grocery inflation now stands at 6.7%. And Mayo-based master butcher Sean Kelly has said that his beef and lamb sales have dropped as well. And he believes that it's down to rising prices and, of course, changing tastes, I suspect, as well. And Sean joins us now for more on this. Sean, I was saying earlier on in the show that I still would, I don't have a roast dinner every Sunday, but it's still the commonest dinner I make on a Sunday, largely because I'm unimaginative and I think it's really easy, but also quite delicious and kind of gives a sense of occasion. But I seem to be in the minority now, am I?
Yeah, very much so. Very much so. And I phoned a number of butchers today to see about, well, they phoned me too about the article that was Independent the last day. And everyone verified of what I'm saying. Okay, there are a number, and a very small number of people who will buy a roasted beef or a leg of lamb. One butcher told me he didn't sell a leg of lamb last weekend at all.
Wow. And Sean, is it the cost? I mean, like, and by the way, I'm not having a go. I know meat is expensive. So is it the cost? Because you could spend easily 30-odd quid on a leg of lamb or whatever. But is it that, or is it that people don't even know how to cook it or something anymore?
Well, I would never say people cannot cook, but it's just the way life has moved on, and people are doing so many things on a Sunday now, and families are different. I just think that, I know in my own family now, they won't be there on a Sunday for the lunch. They'll be playing football or they'll be gone off someplace else. And okay, if I tell them I'm going to cook a standing rib of beef, by jingles, they'll be there then.
Okay. What I have noticed when I go to my own local butcher, I live up in Greystones, and there's a great local butcher. Big shout out to Des Doyle, fantastic butchers. But I notice when I'm in there that the products in the fridges are different. It's things like a metal tray with beef stir fry, so it would have vegetables and sauce in with the meat, or I would see chicken breasts, but they've been sliced open and they have mozzarella in them, a bit of parma ham or a bit of sun-dried tomatoes or something. Yeah, is that the way that it's gone now in butchers as well? That you're selling different types of kind of pre-prepared meats?
You're exactly. The trays, people put it in the oven. People are busier now. I just think younger people are busier and they want something fast and easy. So we you cut up the chicken fillet, or you do the beef stir fry at the chicken stir fry, and you put in all the peppers and all the sauces into it. It's what people want, and it is changing so much now. But like Kelly's in Newport, we're like the corn crick or the cuckoo. We're the last to a dying breed because we have an abattoir here in County Mayo. The amount of abattoirs in the country now are falling every time. They've gone so low now, and it's just that. We dress our own cattle and dress our own and sheep for our amateur. So I say the meat I sell or the beef I sell is a speciality, not a commodity.
Okay.
That's the way I look at it. Because the animals I dress in my abattoir, they're seen by the Department of Agriculture dress in the morning. But that's not what I do. I rear the animals. They're on the farm. They're not injected. There's nothing like that given to them. Like, there's so much talk now about the beef coming in from Brazil now. I don't know an awful lot about it, but it's coming in an awful lot cheaper. And people are awful worried about these hormones and things like that. But me, as a butcher, and I can only talk for Sean Kelly in Newport, that won't happen in my shop.
No, I'm sure. I'm sure.
I can't stand it. Like, the people you mentioned there, the Doyle you mentioned there, I don't know whether the Doyle from the sugar loaf or not, I don't know, but I'd say they are the one family. And they're genuinely crass people as well.
Oh yeah, and honestly, they are. I have nothing but praise, and I mean that. It's interesting because people are saying things like, someone has said, turning on the oven and roasting a joint of meat is expensive. And you might say yes, but someone else says, yeah, we still cook a traditional Sunday dinner, not always, but maybe a roast chicken or a roast lamb. And we sit down and have it. For those who say it's too dear, I would say compare it with the price of pizzas and chips and soft drinks from your local takeaway, which are shocking. I got pizzas yesterday for Sunday dinner, which I would never normally do, but I was out all day because I was at a rugby match, the Ireland-Scotland game. And three large pizzas, which I have a biggish family, It was about 60 quid. It was actually like, I'd have cooked a huge roast dinner for the price of it. It was quite shocking. With regard to the changing taste, you're saying that the tray bakes and all that, that might be down to, of course, smaller families and stuff too. Now, mind you, I think if you do a roast on a Sunday, you get all the leftovers on a Monday.
And that is the truth. You cook a leg of lamb and whatever you have next day, you can make a pie or something out of it. Yeah, but people aren't cooking like the years ago. Like they want something fast now, and that's it. Stir fry and stuff like that is very good. But they say the lamb is, you said there, the lamb and beef is dear. But will you tell me what's cheap?
Mm. Yeah, no, I know.
Like I said this the last day too. I can sell a kilo of steak mince and a bag of potatoes, 5 kilos of potatoes, at less than the price of a packet of cigarettes.
It's interesting.
And there's nobody talking about the price of cigarettes.
Yeah. I also kind of feel, and maybe Sean, maybe I'm in the minority in this too, that Sunday dinner is something of an occasion. Do you know what I mean? That I feel a sense of occasion about Sunday dinner that I don't on like evenings when I'm getting in from work, or even Saturdays. So is that the sense of occasion?
I agree 1,000% of what you're saying there about the Sunday dinner. I think it's a great thing. The family sit down and take their mobile phones and leave them outside the door and sit down and talk. We're losing all that now. It's just gone. It's the world we're in now.
Is it air fryers as well, Sean? I'm wondering, because a lot of people have embraced and indeed converted to air fryers rather than turning on their old oven, and the little baskets in the air fryers, even a big air fryer, they're not huge.
No, they're not. But if, look, if people want to do that, they're 110% entitled to do it that way if it works for them. But let them be testing on different things besides chicken breast.
Yeah,
look, try a bit of beef. Look, I'm an old book, right? And I've seen the changes over the years. And there will be changes, all the thing. But there's a thing coming back now, and I see more and more people talking about it, is dripping.
Dripping?
Yes, dripping. Just pure beef fat that's into dripping, right? Yeah. Because it's 100% pure. There's no oils or different things.
No, I've heard about dripping and bone marrow, and all of those things are coming in as well. But look,
they're coming in.
Thank you for joining us, Sean. That is Sean Kelly there, Mayo-based master butcher. Loads of people are texting. There's so much on a Sunday now, especially sports, people working it. So it's hard to organise Sunday lunch anymore. Sunday years ago were a lot quieter, probably all true.
Yeah. Somebody else says you can't beat a Sunday roast, especially chicken and ham. Lots of options for lunches, etc. the following day. Lamb for special occasions, as it's expensive. Beef every third week. A roast, unless, of course, there's hot weather.
I kind of am with that. And someone else says, but in their house, now that the kids are grown and gone, we don't bother with a roast anymore. All one tray bakes and a great alternative.
Yeah. I do like a one tray bake.
Infinite range of recipes online. Very tasty, very handy, says John
Limerick. Nevin McGuire has some great one tray bake recipes in his cookbooks.
I'm a great fan of the mix of chicken and chorizo.
Yeah. I would be a fan of that as well.
Yeah. Let us know your own setup of a Sunday. Apparently the sales of beef and lamb fallen off a cliff. Love to know what people think. Is it expense? Is it inconvenience? People don't know how to cook? Is it time? Or are you still doing it? Let us know. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With Kia.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.